sunset.
This summer, from Sydney, Australia.
I've got like a new modeling for an art class.
Three actors.
I'm older than you.
I'll tell you what you're talking about.
Three.
Places, everybody.
Comedians.
Mom. What?
One cup. I mean, one podcast.
Stand by.
Get ready for.
Okay, well, I have to kill it. I have to finish the job. So I drive over it again.
Rolling, guys.
Hashtag Actors Life.
What's up, internet? Welcome to the Chatterbit. Well, Chatterbit, I don't want to call it that anymore. Yeah. Chatterbit podcast.
We
once
to
again.
Decide.
Get it right, we're going
to
decide.
For another
we really
one.
Have to decide. We'll talk about
that
soon.
What are we?
Mate, I know what you are, like... but we can't say that on the podcast.
I'm Rain Man.
Jesse on the one, too.
Chatterbit.
And MGZ right over here.
What was that? Words?
Yeah. So, was that Asian?
It's Tourette's. Asian Tourette's.
Oh, I was gonna say, do you watch?
Can you speak Asian?
Well, yeah.
Asian or
the European countries. Yeah. You know. African,
okay,
I mean,
especially if they're like the person at the front desk of a restaurant, Oriental or ethnic, whatever.
Yeah.
And if they can't really speak English, why is he at the front door? Like,
I can understand that. I mean, it's probably not the best business decision in that respect.
I don't know. It just gets to me, and I'm fucking Asian. I don't know. Sometimes I can't stand my own people.
You're a banana, okay?
I'm a banana.
What?
Yellow on the outside, white on the inside.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah, but like, I got a little bit of chocolate in there.
Oh, like a bruised banana?
Yeah, I guess.
You got brown patches.
Yeah. I'm very patchy. They called me Apache.
No, God.
But that's another race that we shouldn't talk about.
Wow. Okay, this podcast is entitled How Many Races Can We Offend in One Breath?
Apache. It's just a little difficult when you're hangry. You know, you're hungry. You want to get in there. I just wanted my food, but I can't communicate. I just want a table.
Sure. Yeah.
A table. Just give me a table.
Yeah. No, I don't want.
Oh, you're talking about the restaurant. Oh,
yeah, yeah.
You're
I don't
about,
want
like with your international kid.
No.
Do you make him make food? Like, what the fuck is that? Like,
where's my breakfast?
Make food now. Right now.
So, Chris, you find that when you go to Asian restaurants?
Oh, every time I've been to an Asian restaurant.
Which you
both times.
All one time. No, I remember, like, I've had to, like, order Chinese food by, like, going in there one time. There's, like, a place at Browns Plains. And, like, I was there for, like, half an hour because I, like, forgot about my order and shit. Like, I ordered and I thought, maybe this is just how long it takes to cook Chinese food.
It's all the same.
Your words, not mine.
I'm quoting everything. It's all Chris.
But I was sitting there and I was like, wow, this is just how the Chinese work. It just takes half an hour to make me some honey chicken. No,
the
it turns out they just forgot all about my order.
white guy, no cook.
I just like how we all went out for dinner in like Asian town of Sunnybank, and we ended up eating at the one white food place that there was.
Yeah, the burger joint.
Yeah.
But hey, it was a good burger.
It was pretty good.
You're gonna thank me later. Like, yeah. Shit.
Not Brooklyn Depot.
It wasn't Brooklyn Depot.
It was a good burger.
What was that called? That place.
Meal.
Meal.
See, that Asian name. I think, isn't it?
I think it was Asian spelling.
Miel. You want the miel? Miel.
I mean, there were Asians at work.
They tried to blend in, like, oh, what white too?
Oh, my God.
Only you can say that.
I have this is voice only. Goddamn. I had a very similar experience. Even me, like, there's an Asian restaurant, a Chinese restaurant down the road, near your place, actually.
That one around the back that we went to?
Yeah.
A couple times?
Yeah. And I just, with some friends, they ordered some stuff. They're white guys, and they ordered perfectly fine. And I get there, my simple question was, do you have FPOS? And they're like, beef. And he's like, partner, can I pay with my card? They're like, beef, this one's beef. I'm like, I don't have cash, can I use this? They're like, this one's chicken. Like, oh my god, just give me the beef. And I just got my friend to pay for it. Like, you had to give up.
I feel like you
and then,
just
and
do
then
that.
They go back in the, out the back and they're like, yeah, we made sure he didn't pay the card.
We got one again, boys. Yeah, we did. We got one again.
We'll skip those credit card surcharges again. No worry about it.
Got it again, guys. I bet you they do that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's just like, I went to, it was a similar sort of thing. I can't remember where it was. I think it was one of the more mainstream ones in the shopping centre or something like that. I think it was like Kanashi.
Carindale?
No, I wasn't in Carindale. I could have been in Canada, actually. I do go there for a bit.
And why is
not
that,
for the Chinese food.
I go to the Apple Store. I go to the Apple Store.
We'll circle back to that. Why yeah, Jesse goes to Carindale.
The Apple Store.
Yes.
And good coffee there.
Used to work there.
But anyway.
So you and Chris met.
So that's how I recognize you.
Similar website taste.
Surreal.
I'm really, let's just say, I'm really glad I plugged the machine in to diagnose his computer afterwards.
This one is sick.
That's how the first Mac virus started.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So you're there.
Carindale.
Allegedly, I don't know, we're not sure if it's Carindale or not. Anyway, I'm getting this.
We're sure soon, it's Carindale. We'll jump to the conclusions in,
Jesse. Yeah, I've been going there for years, ever since 2012, actually.
Oh.
Since it opened. Well, it reopened. Anyway, getting back to the story, I ordered the whatever it was, and then they were like, oh, I said I'll get a vanilla Coke or whatever it was as well, and she's like, oh, and I said just a small. I said I'll get a small one, and then she hands me the big one. I'm like, okay, whatever, I'll just take the big one. But it must be a way for them to like upsell.
Yeah.
You know?
True.
Yeah, we'll skip the credit card surcharge.
Yeah, upsell and get the big one.
Exactly, at the same time she's...
I want the fried rice. You want lobster chow mein?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. Sounds good, actually.
Yeah. Here's my arm.
You take F plus?
Yeah.
No beef.
Beef only. It's frustrating, but you just do it because you just like don't want to like handle them anymore. But you don't understand this, Charteris.
This is why white food.
Purely for communication purposes.
It's easy. You go to Macca's, they want a burger. They go, cool, I know what this cunt wants. He wants a burger.
You're like, they're like, beef.
You take care, boss.
Oh, it's my stomach.
all this food talks
made me quite hungry.
So maybe now I can say, Jesse, you go to Garden City a lot, don't you?
Nice segue, bro.
You can just cut out everything else.
Except we already said Carindale like a million times.
No, we'll cut that. Oh, we'll cut that part and just go from 5 seconds ago.
Okay, so, what were you doing at Garden City the other day? You want to share?
I was catching up with you, actually.
Actually, you were. It was very romantic.
Yeah, we shared the coffee club. Yeah. It was a
nice day. We went for a walk.
Mm, we had caramel lattes.
We did.
And
gay.
But what else do you happen to do at Garden City, MJ?
MJ, what did you do?
MJ, Jesse, you all look alike to me.
But you're
I'm
us.
Not even Asian.
MJ's not Asian enough. He's full blood.
I'm not Asian enough. Apparently to you, casting directors.
And I've been told I'm too Asian. Go figure.
I've been told
that. That is odd, actually.
Yeah, I'm half Asian. Yeah. Oh, a quarter Asian. I've been told I'm too Asian. He gets told he's not Asian enough.
He's full blood.
Chantal.
Try not to get an Asian casting before you.
Yeah.
Oh, he's the next Matt Damon in A Great Wall.
What's with that?
I don't understand that.
I love Matt Damon, but why is he in a Chinese movie?
I'm really hoping that he doesn't actually play someone who's Asian.
I'm pretty sure he's not. I'm pretty sure he's playing like a white guy that gets caught up in the culture, kind of like Last Samurai, probably.
Yeah, sure.
I think it's going to be like a Last Samurai type.
That's how I've got my low expectations.
But it's a fantasy film, not like...
It is, isn't it? Because there's like monsters. They build this great wall, and it's all these references to like how big it is and all that sort of stuff. And then it's sort of like, but why did they actually build the Great Wall? Mm. And then there's like this something that comes over the wall, like this arm or something like that. And I was like,
so this really? Creature.
Like, I mean,
you know what it is though?
It's the real Mongols.
Yeah.
The soldier from the mountains.
You know that ad where it was like, why did we build the Great Wall, Dad? It's like, to keep the rabbits out.
It's like, these are just fucking rabbits.
They're mutated fucking rabbits, and we had to build a big ass wall.
I can see that trailer getting manipulated now.
We should get on that before anyone else.
Fuck, we got like 8 hours.
Shit, like this Pokemon Go thing. This would be a really great video. Jake Barros.
Thank you, Jake.
Thank you for ruining our idea that we had.
Shout out to Jake Barros. It was a really great video.
Yeah, it was really good. Good on really you guys.
Yep, we were jealous crying of jealousy.
We love you guys.
Yeah.
So, what else has happened to Garden City? let's go by a code name of Pikachu.
Yeah, we'll have to code this. Pikachu is a good name.
Nice segue, man.
Thank you. Speaking of Pikachus.
Yeah, man.
So how do we go into this story, though? Because it's like, it's a difficult one to...
Exactly.
So, okay,
it doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, well, how about you just explain an interest that you have?
Yeah, well, let's just say he's got a certain interest.
So there's this chick you like, right? For a while.
Then. Oh, yeah.
Well, it doesn't have to be a chick. Let's not be like that.
let's not give everyone else the wrong idea as well, mate.
It's the right idea.
You would know.
He's a great kisser.
Guys, stop it over there.
Get your hand off his knee. That's my dick. That's my dick also.
What happened to the Kleenex box?
Charter has used it to wipe up his Mac.
Yeah, it's in his Mac bag.
Charter is. Why are you taking pictures?
His keys are still sticky. So we can just say Jesse has a certain interest.
An interest.
Yeah,
who works at a certain spot and at Garden City.
Certain place, yeah. Certain establishment. Yeah, anyway, I don't really know how to lead into this. It's been a while since I told this story. Set the scene.
Yeah, how long have you been interested in this person that we'll call Pikachu?
Look, let's not put a time frame on it, because I probably couldn't really tell you myself. But it's been long enough. And
beginning of time.
Beginning of time. Yeah, another lifetime. anyway.
When was the last Olympics?
2000.
The last what?
Olympics.
2012,
wasn't it?
Yeah.
And they won this year?
Yeah.
I think everything started at 2012.
Yeah.
The beginning of everything.
Sure.
Yeah.
Was it 2012?
No.
You're liking this girl's 2012?
No.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, shit, son.
Wait, so yes, your story is 2012.
I was cleaning shit out of my keyboard.
He updates his Mac every year for a completely different reason. Latest water protection.
Yeah, they've yet to make waterproof ones.
It's a shame, isn't it?
So how long have you liked her? A while.
We'll say a while. I mean, yeah. Anyway, so it's just one of those things, you know? I mean, being a guy, girls sort of have this, I don't know, what do you call it? It's like...
Expectation.
No,
boobs?
Not so much. Don't we love them? But it's sort of like, it's like this thing that it's not necessarily untouchable, but like when you like...
What are you saying?
I don't know where I'm going with this.
Just touch it.
Wow,
that's how you end up with like a DVA. I mean,
this is less like a romantic story and more like a criminal court case now.
Oh, isn't that what we're doing? I thought this was a defamation.
The deposition.
Deposition.
I was like, did you say that
that defamation.
Oh god.
And that's Jesse attempting to know your vocabulary.
Hey, I can England well, okay?
Me fail English? That impossible.
It's the Asian in the room.
Beef.
I'm contagious.
Okay, so yes.
Anyway, yeah, moving on. What am I trying to say here? Okay, so when you like a girl, right, it can be difficult to speak to them.
Yeah. Yes. This is true. Yes.
So I think every guy can relate.
When you like anyone, like girls like guys, and they get speeches too.
Yeah, but I mean, it's sort of...
They do.
This is something that's puzzled me my whole life as well. Like, is that the case?
I don't know. According to our fellow BT, Kristen...
Yeah.
She said she gets speechless.
Okay. But I still sort of feel like they have the upper hand in that respect.
I do feel that too.
Obviously, from a guy's perspective, we could be wrong. I mean, it's 2016, that you guys are entitled to your opinion now. But.
Yeah, we're allowed to vote now. Far out, Jesse.
Where's that going?
Keep digging that hole, brother.
Yeah. It's just not working out for me, is it? Anyway. So. I know this girl works, you know, in Garden City, I go to Garden City one day, and I'm thinking, I'm like, yeah, she could be here, she could be working, like, what's going on, like, we'll sort of see, walk past where she's working. Oh, she's not there. I end up at Garden City, and I'm like, okay, Pikachu could be here right now, you know. This could lead to something, who knows. Anyway, I'm up on the top level. I'm up on the top level. I'm walking towards where she works, and You can see from upstairs. You can see down through one of the openings.
Especially with binoculars. Yeah. It doesn't help when you have
a ghillie suit on.
I'll tell you what, a ghillie suit inside a shopping centre is not the best form of camouflage.
Didn't stop you. Sorry, you're saying.
It's not going to stand out. Anyway.
So through your telescopic lens.
through my planetarium that I've taken with me, I'm looking through the scope down through the opening of the upstairs to the downstairs, and I'm like, shit, she's working. I'm like, okay, all right, ready. You got to ready yourself. You got to get like into the mental state. Yeah, like, okay, now what do I do? All right, game plan. Go down, like the escalator where, like, that pops up where she's working, and I'm like, I can't pretend I'm busy. Like, I'm on my phone, I'm sort of typing away, like, you know, I was
like,
you're
busy, like, you're important.
So, like, you sort of look up and be like, oh, you know, make eye contact. Oh, shit, didn't see you there. Anyway.
You gotta be casual about this thing.
Oh!
Yeah. Oh. Just come out nowhere and be like, I've been watching you from upstairs.
With these
binoculars. You're a lot smaller in person. Yeah. These get way closer.
Could see your skin cells from up there.
Anyway. So I come down and I'm like, I'm on the phone. I do this sort of casual, like, you know, see what's going on. Different girl.
Got it.
You know, you're like, oh.
Did she look like her, though?
She looked like her, you know, had wore her hair the same way and everything like that as well. So I was like, oh, false alarm, she's not here, whatever. Anyway, I've got stuff to do. I was there for a reason other than that. So I go and I check out what I was like, going to have a look at, get my prices and everything like that. And I'm like, oh, I'm just going to sort of, just because, you know, she's not working doesn't necessarily mean she's not in the shopping centre, you know?
Good point.
It just could be a chance encounter. No one. Yeah, it's just fingers crossed. Anyway.
I feel like Jesse's going around hunting or like Pokemon Go. She's over there, run!
Using the Find My Phone app.
Find My Pikachu.
So she wasn't at work, so you went to look for her elsewhere. That's what it comes
down
to.
Well, I window shop. We all window shop.
For 3 hours.
No, this was actually a very quick, like, sort of in and out. It was like, you know,
2.5 hours.
Yeah. I was like, it's like, whatever, I'm just gonna go for a bit of a walk. Anyway, I'm leaving, so I'm like, I'm going up the escalators of the new section back there in Garden City now.
Yeah.
You know, they sort of go up, you know, three ways. And as I get on the escalator, and then I look over in that moment and see her walking with food to sit down and eat, and I'm like, oh my god,
she's on a break.
I was like, oh my god, she's here. What do I do? I'm on the escalator now. Like,
I'm fading away.
I can't just turn around. I'm not going to yell out. Like, I mean, this is a bit awkward.
You can't jump to like, yeah, the next elevator.
Starts running like, down the escalator.
Just going nowhere fast. Tripping over everyone on the way
Pikachu!
Down.
Pikachu!
Throwing my Pokeballs. Anyway, I'm like, fuck, what do I do? So I get to the next one. I'm like, I stand there for a second. I'm like, do I go back down? Like, I mean, I was like, no, I'm already up on this next part now. I've got to keep going up. Go up to the next one. I keep ascending up to towards the car park. And then I walk out of the shopping centre to go to my car and sit in my car. And this whole time in my head, I'm like, you're a fucking idiot, mate. Like, this is such a perfect opportunity. I mean, you know this person. I mean, you're like, it's not like you've never met before.
Yeah.
You can't just like go like not talk to them.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like, this isn't that.
That's
hard.
Actually a friend. You're
exactly. Like, yeah. I wouldn't say friends, but I'm on, you know, some form of,
yeah, audible communication.
Yeah, exactly. I mean I've got to talk, right? I was like, you idiot, like just fucking turn around, like this is pointless.
And you're thinking this,
but I'm still walking to my car. Like, I'm not even turned around at this point. Like, I mean, I just
at this point he's pulling into his driveway.
Anyway, I get into my car and I sit down. And these thoughts are still running through my head, and I'm like, well, I gotta go back. I can't just not do it. I mean, like, this opportunity has happened now.
Yeah, yeah.
But there's this guy sitting in the car in front of me. I was like, well, I can't just get out of the car. I'm gonna look like a fucking dickhead now.
This random guy.
Yeah, so who's seen me get into my car. And I've sat in my car,
like,
put my seatbelt on everything. He's like, he knew. We made eye contact, and he's like, I know what you're doing.
He's doing the same thing, man. Just do it, man.
So I sat in my car for about 10 minutes.
So was he watching you the whole 10 minutes?
No, he was on his phone or something like that.
He was pretending to be on his phone.
Yes.
Thinking, fuck, when's this guy going to leave? I want to go back.
He's just come from the Apple store. He's like, he's trying to delete shit off his computer.
Gosh. Okay. It's going to make sense if you've heard the last podcast.
Oh, God.
So, yeah, you're sitting in your car.
Anyway, so I sit in my car for about 10 minutes. I'm like, well, this seems like an appropriate time to get back out of my car.
Was the guy still there at this point?
Yeah, like I said, he was distracted. I was like, well, he's probably... Maybe he just think made it's a different car. It. Like, I mean, I don't know. I don't know what
he's
this guy
needs. Like, fuck, he left. Like, yeah. What the hell?
Anyway, so I'm walking.
So it took you 10 minutes to just sit and, like... Like, work up the courage.
Well, pretty much, yeah, work up the courage and be like, what do I say? I mean, like, I'm like, okay, so I just do it. Like, I mean, just take Shia's advice and just do it. Just get out. I mean, just, I like, you sort of make a promise to yourself too. It's like, no matter what happens, like, as long as she's still sitting there,
At this point, you've got to finish
her fucking being on the fuck. Well, exactly. Like, it's been 10 minutes. I think in the back of my mind, I was like, if I sit here long enough, I won't actually have to face the reality of what I should be doing.
Yeah,
just,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
It's one of those things. I mean, this is all us guys have done the same sort of a thing, I'm sure. Except for you, maybe. Photos on your iPad.
It's not what you think.
It's exactly what you're doing.
It wasn't Chris's photos. Anyway.
So I enter the shopping center again. I'm like, okay, so I've like come back down the escalator and I'm like, you know, she's there. She's, you know, what am I, like, this
you
is
really
going to happen.
Have a plan at this point.
No, I've got no idea. So
into
like,
the shopping center towards this girl who's eating her meal. And you're like,
it's
you
crazy,
have no
like,
idea what the
you
fuck you're going to
do. You
do
your promise to yourself, you know, if
it's,
she's there,
it's
I'm
just like,
it,
exactly.
It's
if,
crazy.
If she's there, I'm going to do it. Like, this whole time down the escalator, like, this is... I'm working out the courage again.
That
like,
must be like the longest escalator ride. Or the shortest.
Terrifying. Like it was, yeah. It was the longest escalator of my entire life. Anyway, get off the first one, get down to the next one. And as I'm starting to descend down the escalator, look over, she's there. It's like.
Still eating?
No, I finished eating at this point on her phone. She's clearly on her lunch break or something like that. And I'm like. Shit, this is going to happen, isn't it?
Escalator's
I've already made a promise
closer.
To myself. Like, I mean, I can't turn around on the escalator now either. Like, I'm in too deep as it is. I've got nothing to do in the shopping center other than this. So I go, okay, I've reached the bottom of the escalator. Her back's towards me. Like, I mean, and everything is in the opposite direction.
Yeah.
Like, you know how Garden City is. I mean, there's a few things down the end. Like, you have to come from the other end to actually see this person.
Yeah.
Like
recognize
it's
not, them.
Yeah, exactly right. Like it's, I was like, well, how do I play this now? What do I do? I've already made a promise to myself. Like, I mean, I've played out the best possible scenario in my head. So you do the old like walk. It's a bit of sound effects there for you guys.
We're firing our Foley artist.
No one knew what walking was. Thanks for giving us an example of that, Jesse.
I like how the worst
walking situation is.
Those are for our disabled viewers. Listeners.
I just like how
that's
you
what
actually...
it sounds like Stephen Hawking.
I just like how you there was that you started the action then and didn't say anything. It's like a live pulse went off going, fuck radio, not TV. I have to say something.
There's no camera on me now. I can't just get the emotions off my face. But I mean. I've done like the whole like walk sort of around thing, like trying to sort of like make it look like I've gone, hey, I didn't see but this. I've almost like bowled over this old dude by this point because I wasn't watching where I was going. This poor guy. Anyway, I'm like, oh, hey, how you going? I didn't, what's going on? Like, you know,
casual, just like,
oh, do you mind if I sit? Do you mind if I take a seat? And, we talked for about 10 minutes then after that, and she had to go back to work.
I feel like this was an M. Night Shyamalan story. There was like this massive anti-climax.
Did that go the way that you thought?
The truth is, I didn't actually ask her out or take advantage of that situation at all, so they still had the upper hand, guys.
And spoiler alert, that's how all these stories end.
Yep. Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, poor Jesse.
Yeah, story of my life. And I'm still single.
What did you guys say? Oh, I guess I probably can't ask, I guess.
What's that, sorry?
I was going to ask what you talked about, but it's probably best to...
Oh, look, it was just very in general. Like, you know, how you going? You know, like, what's going on? How's work? And...
Lovely weather.
How about that weather?
Yeah.
Talk about blue.
How about that local sports team?
Did she ask what you were doing at the shopping center?
Yeah, actually.
Was your response, I've just been sitting in my car for 10 minutes working up the courage to...
I like how you had the escalator ride after seeing her. So you got on two escalators. That would have taken maybe a minute or two. Walk to your car. There's another minute, say. 10 minutes in your car. A minute walk back to the shopping center, a couple of minutes down the escalators. Give or take, you had like somewhere between 15 and 20 minutes to think of something to say. All that time, you came up with, nope, I'm going to go say something.
Yeah. Hey. That's how the guy's brain works.
Yeah.
All that time.
I'm a donkey on the edge, man. I mean... I like to
donkey on the edge.
I'm a donkey on the edge. You know.
Right, of course. I was like, what kind of fucking metaphor? I've never seen a donkey on an edge. What a clear
giant
like,
ass.
Rated our superstar. No, look. I mean, I was.
That's weird porn.
You would know.
That's
gold.
Yeah, look, anyway.
How long have we been going for?
Just over half an hour, but that's two stories in there anyway.
I have a very similar story, like, because I was very similar. Back in the day when there were no phones.
Yeah.
It was back in the days where there was no, you know, like, Pokemon Go or anything like that. So you can't...
Well, if there's no phones, I'm sure there was no Pokemon yet.
Anyway. I'm searching around, like, and there was this chick I've liked for, like, a while. Probably the same amount as, you know. You see, then I knew she worked in this jewelry store. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to, like, go to Garden City and, like, do some shopping or, like, look around. And I'm just pretty much stalker. Anyway, I don't know exactly where this jewelry shop was. I just know it was, like, top level. I'm going to look around. And, like... I looked around and like, oh, yeah, it could be a no. And then I found this one jewelry shop, like, oh, that looks like her from the distance. I don't have very good eyesight.
Well, no, I mean, you're Asian.
Yeah.
So, everything is atrocious.
Yeah,
they've got
the widescreen.
Yeah.
Everything's panorama.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
like, I can't see up or down, but my peripherals are amazing.
Yeah, no one's sneaking up behind you.
No, no. Everything's eclipsed.
For some reason, 3D doesn't work for MJ, though.
No. I have two panoramas. Anyway, I think that's her. Yeah, I think that's her. I'm convinced this chick was her. I'm like, okay. So, I did the stakeout for a while. I had to work the courage out. So, I'm like, all right.
Yeah, I just choose my car for 10 minutes. But, yeah. That's
Well, anyway, I'm like... Because you never think you're actually going to bump into them. Like,
no, exactly.
Like,
right.
He's like, oh, wait. Because you never have that conversation
totally.
In your head.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, exactly.
I'm just going to look.
Look, you know what you want to say in your head?
Yeah. I love you. Yeah. It's like, me and you. No. I just want Asian. I don't know why.
It's true. Colors are coming through. Yeah. And they're yellow.
I have Asian Tourette's.
Spring roll.
Anyway. And,
Beef.
Soy. anyway, check it out. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm going to get a coffee and just think about it. And I'm at the coffee and like, oh, I'm just, but I got the coffee and like stood in the distance just while watching her. And like, I look so stalkerish just watching her just drinking
this
coffee.
Yeah. Especially because you were like in like one of the middle plants next to her.
Yeah.
He's peering through a mailbox and he was just...
How'd you guys know? Were you guys there too?
We were there, yeah.
Anyway, so I'm going back and forth for hours. Like I just literally cannot have the courage to talk to her. I'm like that. Anyway, I'm still like that. Anyway, I was like, oh god, I don't want to say. Oh my god. Anyway, I just, you know what? I'm like, fuck it. I'm too much of a pussy, and I just left after 3 hours.
Oh really?
Yeah,
oh.
I left after 3 hours. I left after 3 hours. But
these days, you'd have to pay for parking.
Yeah. Didn't have to pay for my mainland. Anyway, as I was leaving, I'm walking past this shop, and she was in it.
You're stalking the
I
wrong
was stalking
girl.
Stalking the
three
wrong
hours.
Girl. Because I didn't have my glasses on, have no eyesight, and I was talking to the wrong girl.
Oh my god!
I can just imagine there was some 60-year-old in that shop thinking, well, I've still got it. Some 20-something's eyeing me off for the last 3 hours.
I was a teenager, bro, but anyway. I was just...
Yeah.
Because I was just like... looking down like, oh, I'm fucking a loser, and because I should have just done it, you know, you just hate yourself for life.
Yeah, that's it, man.
That's part of, that was some of the motivation that got me. It's like, well, if you leave, you're never you're like, you're gonna hate
never
yourself.
Look yourself in the mirror.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, this
like,
is the end of the day.
You're an
this
idiot.
The end of the day, the things are closing, and I'm just like walking past, and then she pops out leaving the work. I'm just like, oh, hi.
What wow, you went Asian again.
Anyway.
She's like karate kicks her head. She's like, oh shit, sorry. Sorry.
Hey, yeah, I like you.
I like you.
Love me.
Just while I'm stopping her on the ground.
Wow.
Yes, that's exactly what happened.
We don't condone violence.
No.
We should point that out.
It says no. She pops out. She's like, Martin. Because that's what my real name is.
Well, because that's your name.
Yeah.
Is that how that works?
Yeah. Anyway, I was like, oh, hi. How you doing? I just like blanked out. What do I do? What do I say? She's like, oh, what are you doing here? I'm like,
Coffee.
I just looked at her and said, coffee. Yeah. She's like, it's 5:30 in the afternoon. Like, it's been a long day. but anyway.
I worked the night shift, you know.
I had a brief chat. She's like, oh, I've just got to go. I'm, oh, yeah, me too. I got to go. Bye.
3 hours.
I'm really busy too. Like, I've just been here for 3 hours.
I got to get back to that store I was stalking.
Yeah. But anyway, I just freaked out.
I was looking at.
I just freaked out. I was like, oh, I'm busy. And she's like, okay, I got to go too.
How old were you when all this is happening?
I think I was like 16, 17.
Wow.
It's just like,
wow,
that's crazy, man.
Those odd,
like, you can't, like, 3 hours, like, you don't have your phone, like, with you, like you said, you had no phones back then, so yeah. That's a long fucking time.
Yeah, what were you doing, like, reading a magazine or something?
You're sipping that coffee for 3 fucking hours.
They have, like, newspapers and shit.
No, newspapers.
He had one up, and there was two holes cut into it. He was two holes cut into the newspaper. He was just looking through.
But yeah, that's that. I know the feels, Jesse, just how it feels. But you actually went up to her.
I did, yeah. That's a big step. That's one small step for man, one giant step for Jesse.
And he's still single. Still
yeah, funny. Nothing came of that.
And that's the first about every trilogy.
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. You know, it might have changed by the time.
Yeah, maybe.
This airs. I don't know.
I don't think anything will change in 8 hours.
Oh, this is going up now.
We're not editing any of it. All that other reference to the other
stories. Oh, sure. So that's
Jesse's
that's
love
my
life.
Story. Yeah, that's my well, lack thereof. And
it's so real because every guy can relate to that. I reckon.
Totally.
Yeah.
We've all sat in our car for 10 minutes trying to work up. I mean, not physically in our car.
Yeah.
I was physically in my car.
Metaphorically,
done something, you know, like, been meaning to, like, oh, shit, you know, it's like, all out. But then it's like, you just go somewhere and be like, oh, no. And you spend, like, you know, 10 minutes working up the courage to do it.
Yeah.
I think we've just coined either a new in the metaphor car, of sitting in the car.
Either in the car or Toys R Us. You're just like, I need... Just do it. Just do it.
Yeah. Sipping coffee from the bushes or whatever it is. Yeah.
For 3 hours.
It's what we do back in the days.
No mobile phone.
It's how we did back in the day.
We did. Yeah. People used to talk and then debate over crap instead of just looking up on Wikipedia.
Mm.
Good times.
So what? Did you say something? I was on my phone.
I was just googling on Wikipedia.
I just googled what Wikipedia was. I mean,
I was just googling what talking was.
Anyway, that's another one for us this week, guys, and we'll be back at it next week with a fresh new story for you. Yeah. This is
someone else's embarrassing story.
Yeah.
Great story. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be one of us. Could be someone else. Who knows? If you've got a great story, actually, let us know, and you might make the cut.
Cool.
Depends if we got shit stories.
All right, yeah. If it's good, we'll probably just take it for our own, and then we'll just.
Yeah.
So I was at a Pacific Fair the other day.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks, guys. And
this is MJ.
And this is Jesse.
This is Chris Rain.
This is Chris Charteris. Yeah,
we're gonna like think of a fucking other
name. I'll just go by Rain from now on. It's
Rain
easy.
Man.
Rain Man. Yeah, J Dingo. Charterboat.
Charterboat.
MJ.
And, just MJ.
MGZ.
MGZ.
Thanks for listening,
signing
guys.
Signing out. Peace out.